2 weeks from now, a unique on-screen portrait of the Boston Marathon bomber as a high school student will debut on the big screen. The story is from two former classmates of Jahar Tsarnaev from Cambridge Rinjan Latin High School. They're premiering their student film, Jahar, at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York. Directed by Henry Hayes and written by Zolan Kano Youngs, the film is based on the students' initial disbelief and experiences finding out their former friend was behind the deadly attacks. Here's a scene from the film of two friends talking days after the bombings.
We all know he didn't do it.
I don't know, man. You been watching TV?
Yeah, I've been watching the TV, and I know he didn't do it.
Well, I don't know, man. It seems pretty clear cut.
Clear? That was your boy. That's our boy. And just because his picture's up doesn't mean he did it.
The film depicts Jahar Tsarnaev as a high school student. It revolves around the question of who was he, the future Boston Marathon bomber, or just a teenager his friends nicknamed Jizz. Kano Youngs says he's still not entirely sure.
I don't think I'll ever really know who he was. What writing did is it gave me a sense of peace, though. You know, what comes out of this film is how well do you really know someone? But I think another thing that comes out of this film is that there's no real one way to react or feel after you experience something so bizarre as this, as knowing someone that was involved in something this horrible.
Henry, how difficult was it to direct the Jahar Tsarnaev character in this movie?
It was extremely hard. He is, in the film, a memory. That makes it maybe harder for an actor, but as a director, a little bit easier because I'm not always worried about trying to push a complete version of someone on him. I'm saying, here's who you are in this scene through the lens of our protagonist.
Let's listen to a clip of the movie. Here are Jahar Tsarnaev and some of his friends.
Ayo, Jizz!
Jizz doesn't like being called Jizz.
What? But Jizz is like a dope moniker. It's like Jizz, Jahar. It's...
Bro, my name doesn't even start with a J.
What? It says Jahar right there on your jacket.
And we did that so you people would know how to pronounce it.
Is the depiction of Jahar Tsarnaev in the film as kind of laid-back jokester the way you remember him? That, and by the way, that's my description of the character in the film, not necessarily yours. Is that what you were going for? Is that accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the head. He was a laid-back, relaxed guy, as we all remember him. It's important to remember about this film that we are not trying to tell the definitive version of who Jahar was. We're looking at this through a lens of our own experience.
So, Lynn, the marathon bombing, of course, was and continues to be a huge news story, one that still evokes a lot of sadness and pain. Given that, I'm wondering why you decided to tell this particular side of the story, Jahar Tsarnaev's human side.
I think that we both believe that when you respect a story, it's only fair and it's only right to tell the whole part of the story. Look, it's not just us two. I mean, there's tons of people in Cambridge that have this certain narrative that I think hasn't really been told. And what we were trying to do with this, I think, is just try to tell that side of the story that hadn't yet been told, because it's a true story. You know, it completes the story.
I'm listening to both of you speak, and I'm thinking that there must have been a lot of pressure on the two of you inside your own heads to get the story right and to get the film right, seeing that this is such an intimate story for you and a difficult time for the people in your home cities and home state.
Absolutely. It was terrifying making this movie. I'm still anxious. Here we are not focusing on the victims, and it's very easy to see how someone can come out and say that this is offensive. We're from Boston. You know, when the marathon bombing happened, we were both shocked and horrified. But this is a different kind of pain, and this is another element to the story. This is not the last time this is going to happen in our country. This is not the last time young men are going to do something like this. And I think it's an important story that needs to be told, because it's important to have empathy and to understand why this stuff is happening.
Zolan, let me ask, big picture, what was it that you're trying to accomplish with the film?
We're just trying to tell another part of the story. At a time, this was our friend. He was a human being. So for one, I think we're trying to say that it's not as simple as just saying that a terrorist is going to be a sociopath and a loner, but he's going to be somebody that you call a friend. But also, in a way, it's saying that when something horrible like this happens, there's no one normal way to react to it. You know, one thing that I kind of envied in a way was how Boston came together after this happened. And I felt like I couldn't really do that because I had known the person that did this horrible thing. And I think that a lot of people in Cambridge maybe shared that feeling. So I think that with this film, we're in a story form trying to relay that that was a reality.
Zolan Cano Youngs and Henry Hayes, thanks a lot for speaking to us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
That was Henry Hayes, director, and Zolan Cano Youngs, writer, of their student film, Jahar. Here's one more clip, in which Jahar Tsarnaev, long before he and his brother Tamerlan became known as the Boston Marathon Bombers, is hanging out with high school friends, trying to decide what to do that night.
Yo, you guys trying to go into the city tonight?
Yeah, bro, what's up?
I don't think I can go.
But you're driving.
Can't do it, fellas. Sorry.
What happened?
Nothing. I just gotta help my brother out.
With what?
I don't know. Probably just some shit around the house.
The film Jahar premieres April 16th at Robert De Niro's Tribeca Film Festival in New York City. The filmmakers are hoping for a Boston premiere at the end of April. Thank you.